WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, people, listen up. This is Jake Carter, your friendly neighborhood hype man and life coach extraordinaire, here to pump you up with another dose of daily motivation. And today, we're diving into something seriously powerful, taking ownership of your life. Ever feel like you're just drifting through the days? Like things are happening to you instead of the other way around? You know that feeling when you look in the mirror and think, is this all there is? Trust me, I get it. We've all been there. But guess what? You have more power than you realize. This isn't about becoming some superhero overnight. It's about making conscious choices, owning your decisions, and shaping your own destiny. It's about saying yes to the life you want, not just settling for whatever comes your way. So, how do we actually do this? How do we go from feeling like passengers to being the captains of our own ships? Well, buckle up, because I'm about to drop 5 mindset moves that are going to change the game. Number 1. Stop blaming. Seriously, it's a total energy suck. That boss who's on your case, that traffic jam that made you late, the weather being wonky, none of it matters. You can't control everything, but you can control how you react to it. Think about it like this, blaming is like playing the victim card. It keeps you stuck in a loop of negativity and helplessness. Taking ownership means acknowledging your role, learning from situations, and finding solutions instead of wallowing in what went wrong. Number 2. Ditch the shoulds and embrace the wants. We're bombarded with messages about what we should be doing, who we should be, how our lives should look. But here's the thing. Those are just expectations, not your truth. What do you truly want? What lights you up? What makes your soul sing? Start living in alignment with your desires, not someone else's expectations. This doesn't mean throwing caution to the wind or becoming a reckless rebel. It means making conscious choices that honor your values and lead you toward fulfillment. Number 3. Embrace discomfort. Growth happens outside of our comfort zones. That scary new opportunity? The challenging conversation you need to have? Saying yes to something that feels intimidating can be terrifying, but it's also the path to self-discovery and expansion. Think about it like this. Would a plant ever thrive if it stayed in the same pot forever? No way. It needs room to grow, to stretch its roots, to reach for the sun. You're no different. Number 4. Celebrate your wins, big and small. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and forget to appreciate our accomplishments. But trust me, celebrating our victories fuels our motivation and keeps us moving forward. Make a conscious effort to acknowledge your successes, even the seemingly insignificant ones. Did you finally finish that project? Did you wake up early and go for a run? Did you make someone smile today? Boom, that's a win worth celebrating. Number 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We're all human, and we all make mistakes. Instead of beating ourselves up over slip-ups, let's learn from them, dust ourselves off, and keep going. Remember, you're not perfect, and that's okay. Taking ownership of your life is a journey, not a destination. It's about making small, consistent choices that lead to big transformations. And trust me, the reward is worth it. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, and you see someone struggling to carry their groceries. Instead of just passing by, you stop and offer to help. That simple act of kindness not only makes that person's day but also fills you with a sense of purpose and fulfillment. You own that moment, you choose to be helpful, and it ripples out into the world. That's taking ownership in action. So, here's the bottom line. You have the power to shape your life. Stop waiting for things to happen to you. Make them happen. Own your choices, embrace challenges, celebrate victories, and most importantly, be kind to yourself along the way. Remember, this isn't just about achieving success. It's about living a life that is meaningful, fulfilling, and authentically yours. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss out on any of these daily doses of motivation. And hey, share this episode with someone who needs a little push in the right direction. Let's empower each other to rise higher, one day at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.